is the IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. John Kerry's chief rivals campaigned on the strength of their southern roots Wednesday, all but ceding Democratic presidential nomination contests in Michigan and Washington State in favor of a showdown closer to home. Kerry easily prevailed in five states among the seven that voted Tuesday in primaries and caucuses, piling delegates into his own column at twice the rate of his nearest opponent and making it ever harder for his challengers to see any way to stop him. North Carolina Senator John Edwards won in South Carolina, the state of his birth, while Wesley Clark edged him in Oklahoma, victories that both candidates needed to keep going. Kerry won in Arizona, New Mexico, North Dakota, Missouri, and Delaware by large margins in the first national test of Democrats running for the nomination. Senator Joe Lieberman last night ended a presidential bid that he ran on his own terms but that never found a foothold with the voters. He was the candidate with the wrong message at the wrong time, supporters said, and his more moderate views didn't connect with the left-of-center Democrats desperate for a fiery crusader to beat Republican George W. Bush. Representative Calvin Dooley of California said Lieberman's failed campaign was more a commentary on the primary voters than the candidate. They are angry at Bush and they wanted someone less judicious than Joe, he said. In fact, voters leaving the polls Tuesday said the ability to defeat Bush was most important to them, and Kerry was often their choice. Lieberman got the nod from conservatives and moderates, and about half his vote tended to come from those who approved of the war. The Village Voice reports that Roger Stone, a Republican operative who led the mob that shut down the Miami-Dade recount and helped make George W. Bush president in 2000, is financing, staffing, and orchestrating the presidential campaign of Reverend Al Sharpton. Sharpton denounced the Voice's inquiries as phony liberal paternalism, but he did not dispute that Stone had helped generate matching contributions and helped staff the campaign.
More IE America Radio Network news after this.
Military veterans deserve better. They must wait endlessly for basic health care from the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you or a military veteran you know is one of the many heroes waiting for VA health care, the American Legion wants to tell your story to your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Call toll-free 1-866-539-2509 or visit www.legion.org today. The number again, 1-866-539-2509. We'll tell your story where it matters.
A retired racing thoroughbred found wandering along a country road was sold for nearly $1,400 to the couple who took him in and came to love him. Aaron and Steve Porter bought the horse they call Stretch on Tuesday at the Marysville Livestock Auction. The couple had taken care of him temporarily after he was found in December, not far from where they live. In his heyday, Stretch was known as Flying Algonquin, and in six races at Hastings Park in Vancouver, British Columbia, he won once and finished second once for career earnings of over $8,000. For IE America Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County. The envelope, please. Miss Debbie Andrews. I have good news.
I can't believe I won.
You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
More than 500 American soldiers have now died in Bush's ongoing Iraqi war. Untold thousands of innocent Iraqi civilians have also died. Why? Because, Bush said, Saddam Hussein is a nasty guy who possessed horrible weapons that posed a mortal threat to the U.S. Bush and his top lieutenants screeched in unison that it was imperative to invade Iraq now and preempt the fiendish dictator before, as George so starkly put it, mushroom clouds rise over our country. The Bushites were absolute in their dire warnings that we had to go to war. George Bush, there is no doubt that the Iraq regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised. Dick Cheney, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. Donald Rumsfeld, we know where they are. Colin Powell, leaving Saddam Hussein in possession of weapons of mass destruction for a few more months or years is not an option. They lied. Let that soak in. Our top national leaders flat out lied to we the people in order to put our young men and women into their deadly war. Early this year, with no White House comment, Bush and company quietly withdrew the 400-member weapons inspection team that they had put in Iraq to scour the country to find the weapons of horror that were the rationale for their invasion. No weapons or evidence of an active weapons program were turned up. Also, a January report from the Army's own War College scathingly concludes that Saddam posed no threat to the U.S. and that the invasion was, quote, a war of choice, not of necessity. This was promptly reinforced by a scholarly study from the Carnegie Endowment that found that Saddam had no weapons program that could pose an immediate threat and that, quote, administration officials systematically misrepresented the threat. This is Jim Hightower saying, this is no matter of innocent little lies. Their lies are stained with blood.
If you had the chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by them. I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Calling for a rapid and radical return to the old values that made America great, the values of democracy on which this country was founded, here's Tom Hartman.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be. This is Tom Hartman broadcasting live coast to coast, border to border on the IE America Radio Network. The elections were held last night, the Super Tuesday. Interesting results. Some things there, but I want to start out by, you know, sometimes conspiracy theories have a grain of truth to them. Sometimes they're just, you know, over the top stuff. I mean, you know, when people looked at the Warren Commission and the Arlen Specter, who was at that time a lawyer for the Warren Commission and was later apparently rewarded, climbed up the ladder with his position in the United States Senate, came up with this idea that a bullet might have paused in midair after passing through John Kennedy for 0.3 of a second and then turned right suddenly and then, you know, gone into John Connolly and so on. A lot of people say, hey, wait a minute, that's even a more of a stretch. Well, you know how it goes. So anyhow, I find this fascinating. Here's the latest conspiracy theory. And again, I'm not endorsing this. On the other hand, it's got me scratching my head. Out of just the New Hampshire primary, this is from a blog site, livejournal.com/users/exploded view. And when, in the New Hampshire Democratic primary, some of the votes were counted by Diebold voting machines. Some were counted by ES&S voting machines. That's the company that Chuck Hagel started or ran before he ran for the United States Senate and won in upset victories across Nebraska. And some ballots were counted by hand. And what's really very interesting, and again, I suspect that this is just a coincidence. I don't think that there's enough at stake here for anybody to want to hack these things. But the margin by which John Kerry beat Howard Dean in those votes that were tabulated by Diebold voting machines was 58.1%. The margin by which Kerry beat Dean in those votes in New Hampshire that were tabulated by ES&S voting machines was 35%. The margin by which John Kerry beat Howard Dean in those votes that were tabulated by hand was 4%, 4.7%. And the whole thing is all broken out here, and it's really quite interesting. And we'll see. I mean, this is kind of a developing story, as they say, an emerging story. We'll see where this thing goes. Our quote for the day from Dwight Eisenhower: every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired, signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, from those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the clouds of war, it is humanity hanging on a cross of iron. General and President, he said that when he was President, Dwight D. Eisenhower, our quote for the day. Well, let's get to this election recap. First of all, one of the really interesting things to come out of the exit polling. And by the way, before I get into this, this is very interesting. You know, in the Georgia election of 2002, that was the one that broke the polling machine. The 2000 election was pretty bad, but in 2002, this consortium of exit polling, you know, a consortium of news agencies that got to get together to fund an exit polling organization, actually never even released their results because there were these anomalies in Georgia, in Florida, in Wisconsin, Minnesota, particularly in Georgia. I've written about this piece I wrote on commondreams.org. If you go to tomhartman.com and just click the articles on democracy, you'll find the articles about this. And what had happened was that just 2-3 days before the election, the pre-election polls were showing that Max Cleland was beating the pants off Saxby Chambliss. Max Cleland, the decorated war veteran, lost 3 limbs in Vietnam. Saxby Chambliss, the draft dodger, who was attacking Max Cleland with ads that showed Max Cleland's face morphing into Saddam Hussein's face. An ad campaign put together by Ralph Reed, the former so-called moral majority guy, and other Republican operatives. This is the thing that got the whole thing started, where Kerry is saying, you're going to try and do that stuff to me. Or Terry McAuliffe saying it originally, now Kerry is. You're going to try doing that stuff like you did to Max Cleland to me. You're going to get some blowback. I'm going to talk about George Bush's record in the National Guard. But Max Cleland never talked about Saxby Chambliss being a draft dodger. He simply figured he could win on the strength of the fact that he was loved by the people of Georgia and he was way ahead in the polls. And the pre-election polls showed him way ahead, 6, 8, 10 points. And the exit polls showed him ahead, apparently. They've never released the results. They've simply said there were anomalies. But the state of Georgia was one of the few states in the United States where 100% of the votes were counted on touchscreen machines that produced no paper trail. There is no way of knowing what the vote really was. And the popular Democratic incumbent governor, who is expected to be reelected, lost by the margin that the polls were showing his Republican opponent was going to lose by, more or less. And Max Cleland lost to Saxby Chambliss by about the vote that Saxby Chambliss was supposed to lose to Max Cleland by, according to many of the polls. And there are some who are suggesting that what happened was that the voting machines somehow accidentally reversed the results. And, you know, when Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.com, did a Google search and discovered a backdoor to the FTP site for Diebold, the manufacturer of the voting machines, and found a file in there titled "Rob Georgia," and you know, with Georgia, well, you can find it all on her website. I don't want to go into it in all this kind of detail, but the bottom line is that a lot of people scratching their heads. There is that a conspiracy theory? Who knows? But where I started with all this is that we're back to doing exit polls, and we're back to doing pre-election polling after having suspended it for the 2002 election and having all these totally befuddling results during the 2000 election, the first two elections in which there was widespread use of electronic voting machines with absolutely no oversight, no paper trails, no receipts. And now we're doing it, and the results are actually interesting. The results of the polls are being borne out, by and large, in the ballots, first of all, which is reassuring. And even the very quick changes, what we're finding is that a lot of people, an enormous number of people, are making up their minds literally the night before they vote. And in these exit polls, in particular, where they can actually say, you know, who did you vote for? Why did you vote for that person? What are your feelings about what's going on? In Delaware and Arizona, for example, 50%, half of the people walking, the Democrats walking out of the polling places, said they were not just concerned about the Bush administration, not just unhappy, not, you know, hoping that their guy wins. They were angry. The anger was, not quite as strong in South Carolina and Oklahoma. Only about a third described themselves as angry. But more than a half said that they were dissatisfied with George Bush. This is relatively unprecedented. In some ways, actually, it's kind of a mirror image of how many Republicans felt about Bill Clinton after the right-wing echo chamber and the media had gotten done with him and his own admitted, shall we say, moral failings. In Missouri, 4 out of 10 people were angry, and another 4 out of 10, that equals 8 out of 10, were dissatisfied with George Bush. And so what has happened, and this is, you know, I pointed this out a week or two ago and said, you know, Howard Dean, Dennis Kucinich, John Edwards, hey guys, I think the only one who got it was John Kerry. Listen to this. Instead of running ads talking about your programs and your plans, run ads about how you can beat George Bush, because the voters in this primary are not so concerned about the issues as they are about the fact that George Bush is destroying the planet, ruining our children's future, creating a toxic environment, dismantling democracy, turning America into a police state, and turning the entire planet against us. And anybody with any hint of relationship to the Democratic Party, in the minds of most Democratic voters, would be an improvement. And so their criteria is not going to be who's got the best health care plan. It's going to be who can successfully beat George Bush. And Kerry has been putting that out, and the other candidates have not been putting that out as successfully, unfortunately. I think John Edwards has an extraordinary message, and he was, in my mind, he was the big winner last night, even though John Kerry won 5 of the 7 states. John Edwards stepped up onto the national platform. But I want to get into some of these other thoughts. I also want to talk to you about the delegates. Who actually won delegates? Because that's the thing that's not being reported in the media. The media is dealing with this like it's a beauty contest or a horse race or first past the post. And unlike a normal vote for the House or Senate, this is more like the presidential electoral college. You're actually voting to send delegates, and somebody can lose a state and yet still get delegates. And so I'm going to go through a recap of that with you. First, we got Bill from Santa Fe's on the line, 1-800-TALK. Yes, our number. Hey, Bill, we've only got about 30 seconds here. If it's going to take a little longer than that, I can hold you over. But a quick comment?
Yeah, I got a quick comment.
Okay.
To me, the caucuses and the primary are as much about, you know, the issues and the agenda as it is the candidates.
Well, it should be.
Yeah,
it certainly should be. But I think people are just like panicked, you know, that George Bush might win and there may not be an America left.
Yeah. Anyhow, I voted for Kucinich because he's pushing the health care issue. And
yeah.
We need universal health care.
And he's doing a good job of it, and hopefully he'll start keeping these other guys honest. In fact, I want to comment on that when we come back. Bill, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 1-800-TALK, yes, our number if you'd like to weigh in. This is Tom Hartman. You're in the middle of the vast radical middle conspiracy. Take no imitations and stay tuned.
Oh, hon, this cold.
Here, take NyQuil. Ugh. You'll sleep like
okay up there.
You'll sleep like
need
a...
Need more tissues?
Sleep like a...
Cover your mouth.
Like you did before your mother moved in.
Oh, so you'll wear that red nightie?
I heard that.
Give me that.
NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved liquid caps.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Did you know that grapes are one of the most heavily sprayed of all agricultural products? Most people don't. But that is why it's so very important to drink wines that are made with certified organic grapes. And that is exactly what we are inviting you to do today. Taste our wines. We select them personally. They come from small properties in the south of France. They are delicious. Connoisseurs love them. And they are earth-friendly. But judge for yourself. Call us at 1-888-ECO-WINE. We'll answer all your questions. And we will send you a free sampler. Yes, a free sampler. 2 full-size bottles delivered to your doorstep for a $10 shipping cost only. My name is Véronique. I founded the Organic Wine Company in 1980 for people just like you. People who love wine and want to do well by our earth. I look forward to talking with you. Call 1-888-ECO-WINE, and that is ECOWINE.
Want to know more about the many topics that Tom Hartman discusses on his show? There's one website that offers the best books on all of these critical issues. It's a full-service bookstore that offers thousands of books for a better world. Books you may never have seen anywhere else. It's online at 100fires.com. Books about how you can make a difference. About the rights of workers, healthy families, creating more livable communities, environmental protection, and about how we can stop large corporations from destroying our democracy. 100fires.com offers secure ordering, full searchability, gift certificates, and much, much more. If you're tired of handing your hard-earned cash to corporate bookstores, check out 100fires.com. That's 100fires.com. Books for a better world.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to Animal Talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the new American century. Yeah, welcome to the new American century. I want to be just like my president. I want to make more money than I can spend. I want to build more bombs than I can send. Somewhere I can't even spell the name of. Welcome to the new American century.
And welcome to the new American century, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is Tom Hartman with Uncommon Sense from the Radical Middle. The caller, Bill from Santa Fe, raised a good point. You know, Dennis Kucinich is being spot on about the issues. And I got to tell you, it's a two-edged sword at this point in the campaign. It is so good that there are candidates like Kucinich and Carol Moseley Braun who are willing to say, here are my explicit positions on the issue. I spent a couple of hours recently on the websites of John Edwards and John Kerry, and Wes Clark, trying to get a sense of their positions on the issues. On the Howard Dean's website, they're fairly clearly laid out without platitudes and generalities. I mean, there are a few. And certainly Dennis Kucinich is very specific about what he's up to. Here's the plan. You can read it, Kucinich.us, lays it right out. But Kerry and Edwards was had more specifics on it than Kerry's. Kerry's was the vaguest. Kerry's and Clark's were the vaguest of all of them. And on the one hand, it's easy to criticize that and say, well, you know, what does this guy stand for? What's he intend to do? You know, there's nice platitudes. You know, we're going to make jobs for all Americans. We're going to close loopholes. But no specifics. On the other hand, I got to tell you, it's good politics. Yeah. Well said, Char. I don't know if you want me to repeat that on the air. You can tell me if you want me to. And I would be glad to. This is an issue. This is, you know, the fact let me get back to the thing about the specifics. I think that Howard Dean has, that's fine with you. If you can also talk in my head. Char, our engineer in Detroit, she says, as a black woman, none of them stand for me. And this is, you know, there are many constituencies, in fact, that are not overtly being stood up for right now, and this is one of the tragedies, I think, of electoral politics, is that if you say something specific, then you give the other candidates ammunition to come after you. If you don't say something specific, then you got the situation where everybody's going, well, yeah, I guess we'll decide this thing based on who's electable, and maybe you end up with a candidate who's good. And maybe not. Now, I would suggest that in some ways we can find an echo of this by going back to Barry Goldwater's campaign. He did something on the right that I think Howard Dean is doing right now on the left, and Dennis Kucinich to some extent, and Carol Moseley Braun to a large extent. And that is being honest, being upfront, saying, these are our principles, and we are not embarrassed by them. Here's Barry Goldwater back in 1964.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice.
So this is essentially the same thing that Kucinich is saying. I'm not going to back away from my positions.
And let me remind you also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue.
And also, I'm not going to be a wimp, right? And these are powerful positions to take, but there is, as Barry Goldwater found out, a terrible risk associated with them, and that is that people come after you on that. And so, you know, it's interesting to see how this works. Goldwater energized a conservative base that ultimately brought about the transformation of the Republican Party. Could it be that Kucinich and Carol Moseley Braun and Al Sharpton and Howard Dean, the kind of consciences of the Democratic Party, although Sharpton is getting so much funny from the Republicans, I'm starting to wonder, but that they are going to bring about a transformation of the Democratic Party? Let's hope. Stay tuned. This is Tom Hartman. 30 minutes past the hour. We'll be back.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
Your emotions can keep you out of trouble on a wilderness adventure, but they can also trip you up. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Humans are naturally programmed to sense trouble and avoid danger in order to survive. Lawrence Gonzalez is the author of a new book called Deep Survival, Who Lives, Who Dies, and Why. He says environmental cues can automatically set off our fight or flee response.
The emotional system is one that's designed to produce automatic behavior that doesn't require any thought, such as running away from danger. And as you learn this stuff, you get a reading on whether your behavior produced a good or bad outcome. And the next time you approach a situation that's similar, you'll feel that it's good or bad. You won't really have to think about it. You'll get what most of us would call a gut feeling, like, uh-oh, something bad's going to happen.
Gonzalez says those messages can keep you out of harm's way. Ironically, they can also get you into trouble. Gonzalez says positive emotional bookmarks, as he calls them, can lead you to overlook risks. Skiers, for example, might be getting an emotional high while making runs down the slopes. Gonzalez says that can lead to dangerous behavior.
And then you go on the back of the mountain to get in some powder, and it's an avalanche zone, and the avalanche danger is high, and maybe even you know that. But because you're in this emotional state, and because the emotional bookmark tells you that you're going to get a really good feeling and a reward from it, you just go zooming off across the slope without really getting your cognitive abilities involved. You don't really think about it. You just do it. Next thing you know, you're buried under the snow.
In Deep Survival, Gonzalez says our emotional warning system often keeps us out of trouble, but he says we sometimes have to override it by thinking things through. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on. There. This is a commercial for a major radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
What does corporate power have to do with disarmament? How does working for racial justice affect trade agreements? And what do they all have to do with the Cuban blockade? Having trouble making a connection? It's our specialty. The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, for 88 years, connecting the issues for democracy and social justice. Why don't you connect with us? WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
The best of the rest of the news. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
America from the conservative weapons of mass deception. This is Tom Hartman, 26 minutes before the hour, here broadcasting live on the IE America Radio Network. And Shar Jones, one of the finest board operators that I've worked with in 30 years in radio, and a great human being, made the comment to me, and on the we have a computer thing that we talk to each other, that, you know, she answers the phones when you call and tells me who the calls are. And she made the comment, well, Char, come on in and tell me what you said.
Well, Tom, I said that, you know, none of the candidates are standing up for me as a black woman. I don't see any issues being addressed that, you know, that would concern me and make me vote for them.
And what would those issues be, Char?
Well, issues like unemployment, child care, women's issues as well. You know, I feel mm-hmm. like I'm last on the agenda.
Like the hierarchy is white men, then black men, then white women, then black women, or maybe you could reverse the middle two.
Right.
And you made a comment about what you're seeing in the audiences.
I didn't see any black women in any of the shots that were up on the podiums with them. None. I saw a couple black men, I think, with Carrie, and that was it. So I was like, where am I being represented?
Yeah. What about Al Sharpton?
I don't even think Al Sharpton is speaking for me.
Yeah.
He's just a black face, not, you know.
Yeah. But now, John Edwards drew very well in the African-American community in South Carolina. I mean, you know, he apparently won the primary there in large part based on the black vote. Do you think that he's a person who would address those issues down the road, and maybe everybody just kind of gets that? Or, you know, why isn't this part of the why do you think that this isn't part of the campaign?
I don't know, Tom, and I'd have to see. Right now, I don't know who I would vote for. I have no opinion. They're all the same right now to me.
Yeah, because they're not talking about the issues that you're confronting.
No.
Yeah, that's thank you, Char. Thanks.
This is
so critical. I mean, these are the critical issues. Is, you know, when we get down to the specifics of it, and yet at the same time, it's those very specifics that can torpedo a candidate. Although I think what Char is talking about is much more broader thing than the specifics. Char, was it Carol Moseley Braun talking to your issues?
Tom, you know, I really don't feel that she was either. I think she may have eventually come to speak for me.
She certainly was in a better position to understand them,
right,
than anybody else.
But I think at first what she was doing was just...
Here since 1976, they're very serious about the one man, one vote, and every vote counting in New Hampshire. That's what I wanted to get to. I wanted to paraphrase Barry Goldwater, Tom, and say that extremism and the defense of one man, one vote is certainly no vice in
there
America, especially post this election 2000. And
yeah.
Maybe that's something that Char would...
He actually said... He
this
actually
guy's on
said
drugs.
...that I should leave the country because I wasn't a patriot if I didn't believe the media.
Yeah, well, he made a switch from Democrat to Republican, but he was a lost cause before he started. Roberta, thank you for the call and for that comment. It's we do have to take them, I think, with some skepticism. On the other hand, there are, you know, John Zogby, I frankly think is a fairly independent poller. The guy is as I recall, a Lebanese Arab American, and did some interesting polling in Iraq, which was largely ignored by the mainstream media, and has had some pretty outspoken things to say about the war on terror, or at least his brother did. And, you know, I think that there's some of the polling, at least this exit poll stuff here, the national economy. In each of the five states, about 8 in 10 voters said the national economy is not so good or poor. A large number of voters, half of them, said their families were worse off than 4 years ago. Which brings us back to Ronald Reagan's question, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Picking up delegates, yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. We got a couple more calls here. Patricia in Detroit is on the line. Hey, Patricia, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Why, thank you, Tom. I wanted to pick up on that point of conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
because during the Iowa and New Hampshire caucuses, I thought the Republicans were there and were screwing the numbers. I really did, because to me it seems that it was peculiar that the Republicans wanted to face Dean in the first place. And then the one that they want to face, they get there and he's no longer the front runner. I thought it was something suspicious about that in the beginning.
Well, Patricia, they were actually, it didn't need to be a conspiracy. I mean, there may have been that going on the back end, but they did it on the front end, and they did it quite up front. They went into Iowa, and they spent millions of dollars, the Republicans, slashing at Howard Dean. And those ads, which were run in the weeks just prior to the Iowa caucuses, clearly had an effect, those Republican ads. And then a couple of days ago, day before yesterday and the day before that, in South Carolina, you had a Republican group come in and run telephone calls, where they were making telephone calls to Democratic voters in South Carolina saying bad things about John Edwards. Republicans, again, trying to intervene in the election. And why are the Republicans trying to bring down Howard Dean and John Edwards?
They'd rather face Kerry.
I would think so. Yeah, I would suggest that you're right. Yeah, I don't think we need to be conspiracy nuts to think this, because you can read it in the New York Times, right on the front page.
You have a valid point, but it concerns me their power over these numbers, because if we all go electronically, doing our voting, vote electronically, then we have no security if they have the ability to do that. And I know, well, we're not supposed to mention the big C word, but I have concerns about this. It seems like every avenue they can take, they do take. If one page of information come out, do we find informative, the next day two pages have come out from the Republicans that dispels the whole notion,
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And you do not have to be a conspiracy. You don't have to be, an Art Bell listener. I mean, God bless him. He does a great show. But, you don't have to be somebody who might be considered on the fringe of mainstream society to be thinking these things. You got Congressman Rush Holt, who has introduced a bill into the United States House of Representatives to create a voter-verified paper trail on electronic machines. And a lot of congressmen on both the Democratic and Republican side, mostly Democrats, though, have signed on to this. So, people are waking up. I think that between Bev Harris with her black box voting work, and the articles that I've written for Common Dreams and Alternet, and the one that Move On that I wrote, the MoveOn.org, sent out to 1.5 million people about 6 months ago about the electronic voting machines, we have started to wake up America. And hopefully that will continue. Patricia, thank you for the call. I appreciate your calling in today. 1-800-TALK-YES, our number, 1-800-825-5937. Jeff from Denver's on the line. Hey, Jeff, welcome back. How are you today?
Pretty good. Hey, talking about the candidates and their lack of specificity as far as their positions reminds me of the way we market products in this country, that I call Budweiser marketing. We create products that are designed not to be really good, but they're designed to offend as few people as possible. So they're really marketed based on that negative aspect.
Lowest common denominator marketing.
Yes. Whereas, or
product development, really.
Yeah. And, you can see, in the early 80s, the record industry was turned on its head when a few companies such as American Gramophone and Windham Hill Records produced records that cost more, that were just designed to please people. The record industry said, we can't sell those. All of a sudden, the rest of the record labels are copying these companies.
Yeah, yeah. Windham Hill had a huge success with that.
And we need a candidate that will appeal to make a product that just really pleases us. I mean, Dennis Kucinich, unfortunately, lost a lot of people that I knew who wanted it, liked him, when he got so angry on the stages in the early debates.
Mm.
And I think we know there's a great third party out there, the unaffiliated non-voter, that's as big as the other parties, and we need someone who positively appeals to these people.
Yes, absolutely. And so, maybe going with somebody more in the center like Kerry is a winning strategy for the Democrats. Who knows? Hopefully the Republicans are misunderestimating them. We'll see. Jeff, thanks for the call. This is Tom Hartman. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Slow down, Kyle. You'll choke on your coffee.
Can't. Have to finish getting the newsletter out before I can do anything else on my schedule today.
I used to have that problem before I discovered the Newsletter Factory.
Well, how'd they help you?
Their expert team of writers, editors, designers, and project coordinators do all my hard work for me. The Newsletter Factory even developed a readership survey that helped me produce the most appropriate content.
Sounds great, but I like doing some of the writing. It's just technical stories and layouts that bog me down.
No problem. In addition to turnkey projects, the Newsletter Factory gives you a smorgasbord of services from design and proofread to edit or full write. The Newsletter Factory can also help with printing and mailing. They keep you informed the whole way. Plus, the process is cost-effective and streamlined, so the Newsletter Factory doesn't have to compensate for lost time or mistakes.
Just like a factory.
Now you're catching on. Call the Newsletter Factory at 800-788-9550 to get started today. Or visit them on the web at www.newsletterfactory.com.
I will, thanks.
I guess I better let the dog in.
Like the small dog that rules the house, Small Dog Electronics is the small computer company that really rules when it comes to customer service. Small Dog Electronics is your authorized Apple reseller in Waitsfield, Vermont. Sure, you can buy your computer out of a catalog, but how do you know you're really getting what you want or what you need? At Small Dog, they don't work on commission. Their only motivation is making sure you're a happy customer. Put your business on the leading edge with the world's fastest computer, the new Macintosh G5. You'll finish the job ahead of the pack, and automatic security updates lock out viruses. That's speed and dependability that will keep you focused on your customers instead of sitting on hold with tech support.
I guess you want to get on the couch, huh?
Like the small dog who everybody makes room for, Small Dog Electronics is big on customer service. Small Dog Electronics. Check them out on the web at smalldog.com or at their showroom on Route 100 in Waitsfield.
No way. You're not getting on the bed.
Andy Dave Rush here, inviting you to listen to Home Improvement USA. Ken Walchek from Chicago's number one hardware store, Clark Devon Hardware, John Sipe from United Marketing Force, Jay Brentlinger from Orban, and, of course, Danny Lipford from today's Homeowner Television Show, take your home improvement questions. Our guests include industry experts from across the country. We've been America's most useful talk show for 10 years, so join us for Home Improvement USA every Saturday, 2 to 4 Eastern, and rebroadcast 8 to 10 Eastern right here on IE America Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda, I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on!
Show. Bruce Willis was in Iraq. Did you hear about this? He went to Telefar, I believe is the way you pronounce it. He has a band, Accelerator, played some rock and roll, and, you know, there were hundreds of U.S. soldiers there. Anyway, after he did his rock and roll, he took the microphone. He said, we're here to support you, and that's fine. Okay. But then he offered the soldiers listening $1 million out of his own pocket for the capture of Saddam Hussein. And then he said, and if you catch him, just give me 4 seconds with him. Isn't he just a man's man? Huh?
Who are you then? Just another American who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo.
He's always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Bringing you uncommon sense, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
TomHartman.com.
Bopping the right wing every day on the radio across the USA.
Getting it right and getting tough, using mystery science and all that stuff.
Win the water cooler wars, Tom's on your side, that's what he's for.
A great jingle from Jim Turr. Yes, indeed.
Ready, set, let's go. It's time for Tom Hartman's show.
And welcome back. Howard Dean got one delegate in Arizona. He picked up one. He didn't pick up any in Delaware. In New Mexico, he picked up three. He didn't pick up any in North Dakota or in Oklahoma or in South Carolina. And so it wasn't all that good a day. There's these different states have different thresholds. Usually it's 15% in order to pick up a delegate. Byron in Missouri is on the line. Hey, Byron, welcome to the Tom Hartman program. How'd things go in your state last night?
Pretty good. I think Dean got like 7% or something like that. I'm a truck driver, and I had an absentee ballot for Dean. My wife voted for Dean. So, but Kerry got it. I don't know, 51, 52%, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm listening to you on Sirius. I had XM for a while, but I got tired of all the right wing. They don't have anybody left of Genghis Khan on XM except for Combs, and he's kind of their whipping boy. But do you do much C-SPAN watching?
I don't, no. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm getting awful upset with him because it just seems like he had this Wendell character. I guess he's a senator or something on there this morning, and he kept saying that this fight Saddam Hussein could have stopped everything because, you know, it's all his fault because he kicked the inspectors out.
Which he never did.
Which he never did. I mean, yeah. Bush pulled him out so he could attack the country. I mean,
yeah, Saddam was begging for the inspectors to keep coming.
Well, Hans Blix says, if you know where the weapons are, tell us. We'll go find them and destroy them. Oh, well, we can't do that. We know where they're at, but, you know, we can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, there was another thing that Nancy was reading this morning out of USA Today about how Kerry is taking money from this group and that group and something else. But she didn't read the next paragraph where it said in the USA Today article that it pales in comparison to what Bush is doing. So, I mean, I'm getting really upset with this. But anyway, the lies that these Republicans, they think that if they can keep telling these lies, keep telling them and telling them and telling them, that pretty soon it becomes the truth. But what people don't realize, there's going to be a reckoning.
Hopefully. I mean, it worked for Goebbels, you know, and the big lie technique. And the Republicans are certainly hoping it'll work for them. And to some extent, it has. You got 60% of Americans thinking that Saddam Hussein was behind 9/11 and that Bush is the great war hero. So it's going to take some recalibration. Byron, thanks for the call. And thanks for making a very, very good point there. This is Tom Hartman, transforming the world one person at a time by revitalizing democracy here at your light at the end of the tunnel of talk radio.
Been listening to the Tom Hartman program on the IE America Radio Network. Check our website at www.tomhartman.com for archives of this program and more information.
Copyright 2004.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1, $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning two fat guys in tights, priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
About the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. John Kerry's chief rivals campaigned on the strength of their southern roots Wednesday, all but ceding Democratic presidential nomination contests in Michigan and Washington State in favor of a showdown closer to home. Kerry easily prevailed in 5 states among the 7 that voted Tuesday in primaries and caucuses, piling delegates into his own column at twice the rate of his nearest opponent and making it ever harder for his challengers to see any way to stop him. North Carolina Senator John Edwards won in South Carolina, the state of his birth, while Wesley Clark edged him in Oklahoma, victories that both candidates needed to keep going. Kerry won in Arizona, New Mexico, North Dakota, Missouri, and Delaware by large margins in the first national test of Democrats running for the nomination. The Village Voice reports that Roger Stone, a Republican operative who led the mob that shut down the Miami-Dade recount and helped make George W. Bush president in 2000, is financing, staffing, and orchestrating the presidential campaign of Reverend Al Sharpton. Sharpton denounced the Voice's inquiries as phony liberal paternalism, but he did not dispute that Stone had helped generate matching contributions and helped staff the campaign. A new link is emerging between letters containing the poison ricin found in mail facilities that serve the White House and a South Carolina airport, as federal investigators seek to identify the letter or parcel that may have carried ricin into a Senate mailroom. A senior law enforcement official speaking Tuesday on condition of anonymity said investigators had established strong links between the South Carolina and White House letters. The letter found in October at a postal facility serving the Greenville-Spartanburg International Airport was signed by someone who called himself Fallen Angel, as was a letter found in November at a facility that processes mail for the White House. Both letters complained about new regulations requiring certain amounts of rest for truck drivers. Both also contained ricin. More IE America Radio Network news after this.
Military veterans deserve better. They must wait endlessly for basic health care from the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you or a military veteran you know is one of the many heroes waiting for VA health care, the American Legion wants to tell your story to your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Call toll-free 1-866-539-2509 or visit www.legion.org today. The number again, 1-866-539-2509. We'll tell your story where it matters.
Looking for a little something special for your Valentine? How about a hissing cockroach? That's a suggestion from the folks at the Ross Park Zoo in Binghamton, New York. The zoo is running a Valentine's Day adoption program called Give Your Beauty a Beast. For $10, you can adopt a hissing cockroach for your sweetheart. The adoption includes a photo, cockroach fact sheet, and a free pass for your special friend to visit the little hisser. If a roach doesn't say I love you, the zoo has some romantic alternatives. There's a bearded dragon, a black vulture, and a bleeding heart dove. Chances are good that none of them will replace good old flowers and chocolate. For IE America Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
More than 500 American soldiers have now died in Bush's ongoing Iraqi war. Untold thousands of innocent Iraqi civilians have also died. Why? Because, Bush said, Saddam Hussein is a nasty guy who possessed horrible weapons that posed a mortal threat to the U.S. Bush and his top lieutenants screeched in unison that it was imperative to invade Iraq now and preempt the fiendish dictator before, as George so starkly put it, mushroom clouds rise over our country. The Bushites were absolute in their dire warnings that we had to go to war. George Bush, there is no doubt that the Iraq regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised. Dick Cheney, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. Donald Rumsfeld, we know where they are. Colin Powell, leaving Saddam Hussein in possession of weapons of mass destruction for a few more months or years is not an option. They lied. Let that soak in. Our top national leaders flat out lied to we the people in order to put our young men and women into their deadly war. Early this year, with no White House comment, Bush and company quietly withdrew the 400-member weapons inspection team that they had put in Iraq to scour the country to find the weapons of horror that were the rationale for their invasion. No weapons or evidence of an active weapons program were turned up. Also, a January report from the Army's own War College scathingly concludes that Saddam posed no threat to the U.S. and that the invasion was, quote, a war of choice, not of necessity. This was promptly reinforced by a scholarly study from the Carnegie Endowment that found that Saddam had no weapons program that could pose an immediate threat and that, quote, administration officials systematically misrepresented the threat. This is Jim Hightower saying, this is no matter of innocent little lies. Their lies are stained with blood.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
John Steffens, good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
He's the man who uncovers corporate lies, exposes political corruption, and has a clear vision of what America could become. Here's Tom Hartman.
John Kerry got into the fray yesterday. Democratic presidential frontrunner John F. Kerry. This is from the Boston Globe. They always put the F in there. They like that JFK there in Massachusetts. Who has turned his decorated Vietnam War service into a theme of his campaign, said yesterday that President Bush and the U.S. military should settle questions about whether Bush completed his military service requirement in the Texas Air National Guard in the 1970s. Now, we've talked about this the last couple of days in the program, and we've had people weigh in about whether he was an unsatisfactory participant, or he was a deserter, or he was AWOL. And, you know, there doesn't seem to be an absolute consensus on this. The different ways you could define it, and I suppose it goes to a lot of technical nuance. But nonetheless, Kerry is now saying the matter of Bush's military service record was, quote, a question that I think remains open. Kerry said, it's not up to me to talk about them or question them at this point. I don't even know what the facts are. But I think it's up to the president and the military to answer those two questions. And now we've got Max Cleland, who just recently resigned from the 9/11 Commission. And I hope to have time this hour to get into that, if not the next hour, of who's who on the 9/11 Commission and what's going on with that. But anyhow, Max Cleland and Terry McAuliffe, the chairman of the DNC, have ratcheted up their attacks on Bush's military record. This from Boston.com, with McAuliffe saying on television Sunday that Bush had been AWOL. And Cleland, last Friday at a veterans rally with John Kerry, said the nation, should not have a president, quote, who didn't even complete his tour stateside in the Guard, end quote. By the way, the total amount that John Kerry has received from lobbyists in individual donations, John Kerry does not take money from PACs, political action committees, which separates him, of course, from many of his colleagues. And the total that he's taken from lobbyists is only $600,000 over 15 years, which is, those of you who know how much it costs millions to run a senatorial campaign every 6 years. It's a really irrelevant amount of money, frankly. And when you combine the money that he took from lobbyists, $600,000, with the money that he took from PACs, which is zero, he actually, out of 100 senators, is number 92 in terms of taking money. I think that Howard Dean and the others, and certainly Republicans will pick this theme up, are being a little disingenuous in attacking him. But anyhow, the point is that this issue is now out there. And it's interesting that a few years back, when George W. Bush, when George W. Bush was governor of Texas, there was a guy named Hatfield who came out with a book, which is still in print, Favorite Son. This was before it was a book, it was an article, that suggested that George W. Bush had been arrested for cocaine when he was, in his youth, not as a teenager, but in his 20s, after he had gotten out of military service and after he had gotten out of Yale and he was back in Texas, that he had been busted for cocaine possession, and that they did a plea bargain. He pled guilty to some minor misdemeanor,
or the charges were dropped in exchange for his performing community service. And the community service was that he had to work for, as I recall, 90 days. It might have been 30 days in a local, you know, help the poor people type of program. I don't remember the details, frankly. I don't have it in front of me. It's in Hatfield's book. Some sort of, you know, feeding people, a soup kitchen, something like that. And Bush, in his autobiography, mentions very briefly, doesn't go into it. And then, you know, I did a little community service there for a while to help out the people in the community. And this, of course, had people scratching their heads because it was completely inconsistent with his, you know, rich boy, spoiled, you know, went to Andover prep school, went to Harvard, went to Yale, which raises the question, where did he get the Texas accent if he didn't grow up in Texas? I mean, he's there during the summers, maybe. But anyhow, picked all his stuff up. And it was just inconsistent with his whole lifestyle. Why did he do the community service? Well, you know, according to this guy. Now, when that came out, what was particularly interesting, this came out right after he became governor of Texas. And this guy interviewed several people who were participants in this thing, including one of the court officials. It may have been the judge on this. I don't want to drill deep into this. The point that I want to make is secondary to this, but this is an important one. George Bush's driver's license in his first year as governor of Texas was reissued. This is something, I mean, if you go down to the Driver's License Bureau and you say, I would like you to eliminate all records of my existence prior to today, start fresh from zero, and issue me a new driver's license with a new driver's license number, they would laugh in your face. But that's exactly what they did for George Bush as governor. And the reason that Karl Rove gave, because Karl Rove was the guy who plucked him out of the obscurity of the business world and made him governor of Texas, the reason that Karl Rove gave for Bush getting a new driver's license with a new driver's license number and all his previous driving records being scrubbed was security. He's the governor now. He's got to have security. Never made any sense to anybody. Well, they were scrubbing out, according to Hatfield and many others who've looked into this, they were scrubbing out his cocaine arrest. Well, now we discover that 4 years ago, when the issue of his National Guard service came out, and the Boston Globe did their investigative reporting and found out that he was AWOL for a year, that a lot of the records in the 4 years since then have vanished from the Texas National Guard. They have just plain old vanished. Just, you know, it's poof. And here's the interesting take on this. First of all, there is a fellow by the name of Bill L. Burkett, who is a lieutenant colonel retired in the United States Army, who was in Texas. And he wrote this letter, which you can find on the BuzzFlash.com website, in which he says, when Walter Robinson of the Boston Globe broke the story about the gap in the service record, dozens of Texas National Guardsmen broke ranks and reported information to the Austin American Statesman, giving more details. I was outside the Adjutant General of Texas office when I overheard a call from Joe Albaugh and Dan Bartlett that told Governor James to, quote, make sure there is nothing embarrassing in the governor's file, end quote, in preparation for his reelection run and a run for the presidency. I was present when James and Assistant Attorney General General Marty told a state services employee to do the same. I was there when the retained records person surrendered files under order of Colonel William Goodwin, chief of staff, for the scrub of the governor's files. So we've got this whistleblower. And now, who was in charge of the National Guard files in Texas? And who was asked to scrub them? A guy named Major General Daniel James. And you know what happened last week? Major General Daniel James of the Texas National Guard was just confirmed by the Senate after being appointed a few months ago by George W. Bush to be the commander of the entire nation's Air National Guard. This guy gets this huge promotion. He's at the top of the pile now. Conspiracy or coincidence? I'll let you decide. But I think it's very clear that George Bush is in trouble. He, you know, setting aside, it's a character assassination. How dare this despicable talking about him like this? This from the guys who ran the ads, morphing Max Cleland and Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden's face back and forth. This from the guys who ran the Willie Horton ads. That's character assassination. How dare you talk about this man's military record? Yeah. But nonetheless, this the state, one of the major newspapers in South Carolina, did some interesting investigative reporting. South Carolina Republicans are increasingly wary, says they say at thestate.com. This was posted yesterday. Increasingly wary, an article by Lee Bandy, staff writer, about President Bush's reelection prospects in 2004. Some fear he could lose. Just a month ago, they talked confidently of reelecting Bush for another 4 years. Well, I'm telling you, wait until he starts spending his hundreds of millions of dollars and he brings in Rudy Giuliani as his running mate. And suddenly it's going to look like Bush might win again. And then if Kerry picks up Hillary Clinton as his running mate, it's going to be off to the races. Anyhow, back to this article. We'll give Bush a run for his money, said West Columbia restaurant owner Betty Jackson, a lifelong Republican. She was speaking of John Kerry. John Kerry will give George Bush a run for his money. That seems to be borne out, says the state, in two polls conducted over the weekend, the CNN USA Today Gallup poll and the Quinnipiac University Polling Institute. Both have Kerry leading Bush by 8 percentage points. And then they go on to point out, South Carolina is still Bush country. George Bush won South Carolina in the last election by a sizable majority. It was either 54 or 57%. But some cracks are beginning to show in what was, 57%, in what was once solid support for the president. Take Fred McElveen, a dermatologist who voted for George Bush in 2000. Fred says, I don't know if I'm going to vote for him this time. He's screwing up so much. Fred talking about the war in Iraq and its aftermath. And the mounting federal deficit. And then they go on to say most Midlands Republicans, this is in the Midlands of South Carolina, interviewed by this newspaper, worried about the president's reelection chances. Well, you know, we have to keep perspective. You have to keep in mind the fact that there is, you know, the Democrats have been getting so much press. In fact, there are those who suggest that the best thing that could happen would be if the Democrats would anoint a candidate immediately and roll him out and get this internecine warfare off, you know, out of the way. I suggest that the longer the Democrats carry on this battle among themselves, the better it is for the Democratic Party, because they're getting press. Once there's a candidate, unless he says something really outrageous or screws up big time, he's not going to get much coverage. So, you know, but now there's all this coverage happening. And now we find in the Bush budget a little surprise. Remember Anwar? The protected area, the National Wildlife Refuge? Let me tell you about that right after this break. This is Tom Hartman. Stay tuned.
We'll be back with more music, but first a look at weather. Here's meteorologist Tom Sparks.
Thanks, Chad. There's a front moving in from the south, which is going to mix with warm air, giving us the distinct possibility for showers over the next few days. In fact, some of them are going to be big soakers, let me tell you. However, if you're planning any outdoor activities for the weekend, I have good news.
So it's going to be clear?
No, I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Slow down, Kyle. You'll choke on your coffee.
I can't. I have to finish getting the newsletter out before I can do anything else on my schedule today.
I used to have that problem before I discovered the Newsletter Factory.
Well, how'd they help you?
Their expert team of writers, editors, designers, and project coordinators do all my hard work for me. The Newsletter Factory even developed a readership survey that helped me produce the most appropriate content.
Sounds great, but I like doing some of the writing. It's just technical stories and layouts that bog me down.
No problem. In addition to turnkey projects, the Newsletter Factory gives you a smorgasbord of services from design and proofread to edit or full write. The Newsletter Factory can also help with printing and mailing. They keep you informed the whole way. Plus, the process is cost-effective and streamlined, so the Newsletter Factory doesn't have to compensate for lost time or mistakes.
Just like a factory.
Now you're catching on. Call the Newsletter Factory at 800-788-9550 to get started today. Or visit them on the web at www.newsletterfactory.com.
I will. Thanks.
Your right to vote. It's something that most Americans take for granted. But today, serious questions are being asked about how we vote. Machines are used to process 98% of the votes in U.S. elections, and that includes absentee ballots. How do we know if our votes are being counted correctly? Experts say we don't know, that machines conceal the voting process, that whoever controls the machines controls the election. What is the government doing to protect your right to vote? There is no federal agency that regulates or monitors the voting machine industry. There are no restrictions on who can make, sell, or service voting equipment. They don't even have to be U.S. citizens. And there are no mandatory federal standards for voting equipment. Even if there were, experts say that voting machines can be easily rigged and impossible to safeguard. I'm Lynn Landis. I'm an investigative journalist. Learn more about this issue at my website, ecotalk.org. That's ecotalk.org.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
People get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to it. Who's a home.
Yes, indeed, there's a train a-coming, and that train, that's the light at the end of the tunnel that the Republicans are looking at, I'm telling you. People in America are waking up. They're tired of being lied to. They're tired of their environment going down the tubes. They're tired of their children growing up in an increasingly toxic world. They're tired of the fact that this may be the last, that right now, many people are thinking that this is the first generation in 200 years that doesn't have a realistic prospect of doing better than their parents' generation. And they're tired of the rich getting richer while the poor get poorer. And while the middle class slides into deeper and deeper debt, they're tired of seeing ads on TV that say, oh, yeah, like the LendingTree ad, you know, where Our son just got admitted into a college. Oh, it's an Ivy League. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, no, now I've got to sell my car. I've got to sell my house. We've got to bring, you know, what's his name, Ahmed in here to live in the... No, you can take equity out of your home. You know, you see these ads. I mean, isn't it strange? Isn't it a commentary on where we're at in America? That most of the so many of the ads on TV are either for antidepressants or for lending companies that are saying, are you in debt? Are you having problems? Tells you where America's at. People are over it. 1-800-TALK-YES, our number, 1-800-825-5937. Keith in South Carolina is on the line. Hey, Keith, did you participate in the primary yesterday?
Yes, I did.
And how so?
First of all, I would like to say I went back and forth between choosing a candidate here in South Carolina. I went back and forth between Clark Edwards Dean and Kucinich. And it pretty much came down to who I thought could actually beat Bush also. And I'm really tired of the same old typical politicians that you get, such as 20 and 30-year Lieberman Kerry veterans and the George Bush, who's supposedly outsider, Washington outsider. So I voted for Edwards. Yeah. With that being said,
yeah, he's a good man.
But I think he will do well. He's a fresh face, and yes, he is new on the job, and he's right. He's got just as much experience as George Bush has when he took office. But what I want to comment on is you were saying about the attitude amongst people here in America and here in South Carolina that he has to. Bush country, not from my perspective, because I never voted for him or considered him my president. And I never called him President Bush. I always called him Georgie or Bush. But anyway, people are angry with this guy, especially Republicans here in South Carolina, because they're realizing that they've pretty much been bamboozled. They're realizing that they've been robbed.
Middle-class Republicans in particular.
Say again?
Middle-class Republicans in particular. I mean, you got a bunch of rich Republicans who live on their dividend checks, and they're going, this is our man.
Yeah, yes, you're right. But the middle-class Republicans, which are several ones that I know personally, who basically have, like, their own vending routes or their own independent truckers, these guys have pretty much lost everything they've got due to this economy. And they were middle-class Republicans who were initially die-hard George Bush fans. But now they're beginning to really, really take a look, and they're not happy at what's going on here in America. They're not happy with this administration, and they're definitely not happy with George Bush, none at all.
Yeah, and you're seeing that right across South Carolina, Keith.
I'm seeing that here in South Carolina, and it is kind of shocking. I had one guy, and me and this guy went back and forth time and time again.
Just got 5 seconds, Keith.
Talking about Bush and Clinton, and he's beginning to admit to me that something is wrong with this George Bush administration.
There you go. Keith, thanks for the call from South Carolina. I do appreciate it. This is Tom Hartman. Stay tuned. The radio support group of By and For the People will be back.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
Your emotions can keep you out of trouble on a wilderness adventure, but they can also trip you up. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Humans are naturally programmed to sense trouble and avoid danger in order to survive. Lawrence Gonzalez is the author of a new book called Deep Survival, Who Lives, Who Dies, and Why. He says environmental cues can automatically set off our fight or flee response.
The emotional system is one that's designed to produce automatic behavior that doesn't require any thought, such as running away from danger. And as you learn this stuff, you get a reading on whether your behavior produced a good or bad outcome. And the next time you approach a situation that's similar, you'll feel that it's good or bad. You won't really have to think about it. You'll get what most of us would call a gut feeling, like, uh-oh, something bad's going to happen.
Gonzalez says those messages can keep you out of harm's way. Ironically, they can also get you into trouble. Gonzalez says positive emotional bookmarks, as he calls them, can lead you to overlook risks. Skiers, for example, might be getting an emotional high while making runs down the slopes. Gonzalez says that can lead to dangerous behavior.
And then you go on the back of the mountain to get in some powder, and it's an avalanche zone, and the avalanche danger is high, and maybe even you know that. But because you're in this emotional state, and because the emotional bookmark tells you that you're going to get a really good feeling and a reward from it, you just go zooming off across the slope without really getting your cognitive abilities involved. You don't really think about it. You just do it. Next thing you know, you're buried under the snow.
In Deep Survival, Gonzalez says our emotional warning system often keeps us out of trouble, but he says we sometimes have to override it by thinking things through. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
To create a real democracy in this country, we need to sit down and talk with other people. Democracy begins with conversation. But how do we begin the conversation? The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom has a 10-week study guide called Challenge Corporate Power, Assert the People's Rights, to help you get the conversation started in your community. It's free on the web at WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
The best of the rest of the news. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk radio for the rest of us. This is Tom Hartman. CBS said, no, that MoveOn.org ad is too controversial. It's promoting a political agenda. But now the Bush administration is going to take our tax dollars, and put out an ad on CBS promoting the wonders of the new Republican Medicare bill.
Always keep your same Medicare coverage.
Will I save on my medicines?
You can save with Medicare drug discount cards this June and save more with prescription drug coverage in 2006.
Yeah, right.
So, my Medicare isn't different. It's just more.
Right.
Save.
And
lies.
You can learn more. Call 1-800-MEDICARE.
And you call 1-800-MEDICARE, and you have to say, you know, in Big Brother style, you have to say, Medicare improvement. Loudly. And when you say that, then they will give you information. And what they tell you is that the Medicare is the same Medicare you've always counted on, failing to disclose that the law includes provisions that try to force more seniors into private HMOs. The hotline claims that seniors will be able to get immediate savings between 10% and 15% from the new drug discount card program. But the cards, which are written into the bill by one of President Bush's closest business associates, actually don't guarantee any savings at all. The hotline also says the new prescription drug program under Medicare will provide significant savings for seniors, but as the Institute or the Center for Economic and Policy Research notes, seniors in the middle income quintile will pay an average of $1,650 a year in out-of-pocket expenses for prescription drugs in 2000, a figure 60% more, in 2006, a figure 60% more than they paid in 2000. Your tax dollars at work promoting George Bush's reelection. Are you starting to get upset? 1-800-TALK, yes. 1-800-825-5937. Jay in Arcata, California is on the line. Hey, Jay, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can. You're good. Live and on the air.
Cool. First, thanks for being here. You're a breath of fresh air in this otherwise totally right-wing radio sphere.
Thank you.
I'd just like to mention about a problem I had with one of our major computer companies. And can I mention by name?
Sure. If you're not going to, if you're going to tell something that you think is the truth, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. It's Dell. And when I had trouble with my Dell, I discovered that all of the service that I get, the tech support service, is now out of the country and in Panama or Manila. And I'm sure the reason they're doing it is they can get these guys for 20 cents on the dollar or whatever. But
yeah.
It's awful. You can't, they don't understand me. I don't understand them. And so we go back and forth. I sent them the computer. They sent it back unrepaired, but with an 800 number to call to get the part, which struck me as bizarre. But when I called, after going back and forth with this heavily accented fellow, who means well. I don't mean to demean these folks. They speak two languages. I only speak one.
Sure.
And they know how to do computers. But, when you're talking about diagnosis over the telephone, you've got to be pretty good with the language. And these guys just aren't. So twice they sent me the wrong part. So I still have a non-functioning computer, all because these guys are trying to offshore their services and save a few bucks, putting out of work all the guys who used to have health insurance and a decent income.
Yeah, Dell is one of the companies, by the way, that's been reported in the media as having outsourced or offshored or whatever you want to call their tech support. And this is business as usual in America. Now our government is giving tax breaks to companies to do this.
Well, it's outrageous.
The Department of Labor is telling them how to do it.
Well, so what can we do about it? I'm not going to buy another Dell, but what can we do? How can we get somebody to say, hey, you can't do this? You can't send all these jobs overseas and put
everybody out of work. Step one, at the risk of sounding simplistic, Jay, step one is that we get the Republicans out of power, because the conservative agenda, and it has been all the way back to Alexander Hamilton, the conservative agenda is cheap labor and power in the hands of the corporate few. It's an aristocracy agenda, and replace them with Democrats who at least are responsive to the concerns of labor and working people. And then of course the process. I've suggested that we need to have tariffs on labor. There are other ways to do it. We could also say, if you're going to bring labor into the United States by telephone, you have to have the same kind of visa, H-1 visa, that you have if you're going to physically bring labor into the United States. There's a number of different ways that it can be handled. But the first step. Is to get control of the House and Senate, most important, and control the White House, second most important, in the hands of the Democratic Party, so that these steps can begin. And yes, I realize it was Bill Clinton and the Democrats who, to a large extent, put us in this fix. I suspect they have learned from their mistake.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. Political action is the bottom line here. You're not going to get any resolution of these problems from the Republican Party I shouldn't even say Republicans and Democrats, because it's really, you're not going to get any resolution of this problem from conservatives. And there are conservative Democrats. Zell Miller is not going to solve this problem. He doesn't care. Zell Miller is in the pockets of the big corporations and just, right out, and yes, I'm a Democrat, but I love the corporations, yes, indeed. No. It's time for the Democratic Party to do something. And of course, it's going to require our efforts to make that happen. Gizmo in Lebanon, Indiana. Hey, how's the truck doing today, Gizmo?
Hey, I'm doing really good. Tom, are you better?
I'm better. Better than what?
I don't know. You always say, everybody ever asks you, how are you? You said, I'm good, getting better.
Oh, yeah, I'm great, but I'll get better.
Hey,
I still am.
I'm going to vote for whoever the Democratic nominee is, but I'm really getting tired. I would vote for Dean out there in Washington State, which is where I'm registered, but they changed the laws here after 2000 where you have to be a registered Democrat now to vote the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And I'm an independent.
Yeah.
So I can't vote for him out there, so I think that's going to hurt the Democrats. But anyway, I'm going to vote for whoever it is. But I'm really getting sick of hearing, I voted for the one that can beat Bush. I mean, I heard this, what, 2-3 weeks ago start up. Who can beat Bush? Who can beat Bush? Well, I got news for all your listeners. A Boy Scout leader can beat Bush. He screwed up so badly.
Yeah, there was a woman gizmo that was, they were doing an exit poll in after the Iowa and New Hampshire caucus, the New Hampshire primary and the Iowa caucus. And she was coming out of a voting polling place in New Hampshire, and I forget which network it was, and they stuck a microphone in her face, and they said, who'd you vote for? And she said, so-and-so. I forget who it was. And they said, why? And she said, you know, blah-de-blah. And they said, do you think that he can beat Bush? And she looked at this reporter with this look of incredulity on her face, and she said, a trained monkey could beat George Bush.
Yeah.
I voted for the best man.
Well, what's happened, Tom, is people, now, every time I listen to interviews and to exit polling and everything else, well, I think that they can beat Bush. Now it's the mantra across the land, who can beat Bush? And right now they're running Kerry on, Kerry can beat Bush. All the pundits on TV, Kerry can beat Bush. So all your listeners out there that are going to go to the polls and vote based on who can beat Bush, you have been brainwashed. You are listening to the media. You are letting the media decide for you who you're going to vote for.
See, this is the...
Shake it loose. Vote for the candidate of your conviction. I would vote for Dean if I could. But and it's because I know he could beat Bush. I know Kucinich could beat Bush. I know any of these guys could beat Bush because he screwed up so badly. You know, and I'm just asking people out there, you know, to shake the cobwebs out of your heads and get rid of this who can beat Bush mantra and vote for the candidate you want to win.
Yeah, well said, Gizmo. What you're seeing is the sportification of politics. Politics being treated as if it was a sporting event.
You're picking someone who's going to have control of your lives for the next 4 to 8 years.
Yeah, it's
this
not just
not
which
sporting event.
Yeah, it's not which football team's going to win. Yeah.
That's right. People are going to live and die on this, on whoever you pick on their decision. So yeah. I'm just asking you people out there to pass the word, get rid of this who can beat Bush. Every single candidate, Democratic candidate, could beat Bush. Even Karen Mosley Bond probably could have beat Bush.
Amen.
Okay.
Gizmo, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Well said. Dave in California is on the line. Hey, Dave, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Back with you. I hope Gizmo is right and you're right, but I frankly I'm not that positive about it. If everyone knew what you talk about, then I think that would be more accurate about anyone being able to beat Bush, but all too many people are not that knowledgeable. What I called you about was Secrets of the Tomb, which is a nonfiction book written
with it. Yeah,
woman who is a graduate of Yale and was a member of a club similar to Skull and Bones, and the tomb is the name of the building owned by Skull and Bones and where they meet. This woman now, unfortunately, I don't remember her last name, but her first name is Alexandra. But I heard her interviewed at fairly decent length, and she really got a lot of things that really ruffled the feathers of members of Skull and Bones. And she now writes, I believe, for the New Yorker. But anyway, she was asked by the interviewer what people thought, and these were Skull and Bone members, what they thought of John Kerry. And they said, you know, that's okay. That'd be great, just as long as we have a member of Skull and Bones and as the president.
Sure, and that's a bad thing in your mind.
Very bad. Yes. Do you not think it is?
I don't think it's a big deal, Dave. Skull and Bones is an old boy network that operates out of Yale. George Bush has certainly used the old boy network. He's appointed a lot of bonesmen in his administration.
Right.
John Kerry's history indicates that he hasn't. There is this one guy that he tried to recruit who talked about it, but other than that, he hasn't used the old boy network to his advantage the way that George Bush has. But it's basically an old boy network. It's not like some conspiracy to take over the world. And in the book Secrets of the Tomb, she talks about that. I mean, it's pretty straight up. In fact, her main criticism of it is that unlike other old boy networks like the Masons or the Elks or the Moose or the Rotary, Skull and Bones has no social agenda. They don't say that our main objective is to improve our community, whereas all of these others do. They say our main objective is to advance each other's careers.
Yeah. Well,
and if you're 18 or 19 or 20 years old and you're given an opportunity to join an organization that's going to advance your career, would you have turned it down, Dave?
No, because I've had those opportunities when I was in school, and no, I took advantage of them.
Okay, so John Kerry did the same, and George Bush did the same. I don't think that because John Kerry and George Bush, were both in Skull and Bone. I mean, they both ate mashed potatoes. That's a little different, but that in and of itself doesn't push my buttons. And yes, I heard her interviewed on Democracy Now.
Right. That's where I heard it too.
And she went at lengths to make the point that Kerry has not exploited this so much, and that really it's just it's an old boy network. Dave, I got to move along. I got a couple more calls here. Thanks for bringing it up, though. I know it's a topic that's on the top of a lot of people's minds, and so it's really worth mentioning. 1-800-TALK-YES, our number. Joel in California is on the line. Hey, Joel, welcome to the Tom Hartman program. It is 14 minutes before the hour, and you are live and on the air.
Hey, thanks very much, Tom. I'm glad you mentioned Democracy Now! Because my question actually has to do with something I heard today on Democracy Now! And that's in the Village Voice today, or that's in the Village Voice recently. But before I get to that, I wanted to comment about Gizmo's admonition that we should vote for the candidate of your choice, or in my case, I would say vote for the person with the best policies in politics, because I think that's how you choose the best candidate. But the question of who can beat Bush, there's this other angle which comes up in the Democracy Now! Thing that I heard today, which is how much shenanigans, how much behind-the-scenes stuff is going to happen that'll make it so that all candidates have an equally poor chance, rather than anyone can beat Bush. It's more like, well, Bush can undermine any electoral process.
Right.
And I'm wondering what you think of the investigation by, I guess it was Wayne Barrett, saying that Roger Stone, the Republican operative who orchestrated the
Sharpton campaign,
the disaster in Florida, or parts of it, has been working for Sharpton in a way that has undermined Dean's candidacy.
Yeah. Well, and I talked about that on this program, in fact, a week or so ago when it first came out. And the Republicans went after Dean, just absolutely no holds barred. I mean, they spent millions of dollars in advertising against him. They were feeding him, counter Dean information to both the Kerry and the Gephardt campaign. And you got Stone in there working with Al Sharpton. It appears that there was an article today that Louise had. I didn't get to it in putting together the stack for the show today. Because I think Al Sharpton's kind of off the radar screen now, but saying basically that he was not only being advised by a Republican operative, but he was even being funded by Republicans. Welcome to the wonderful world of politics. It's a terrible thing, but that's what we've got.
Yeah, it seems like the hardest part of figuring out this whole Democratic primary process is that really where we need to go, or do we need to go for the small D democracy where we're really fixing the system at a deeper level so that
Absolutely.
The kind of shenanigans that happen behind the scenes
Absolutely.
Now can't?
Absolutely. And the only guys who have been talking about that kind of change are Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich, at least that I've heard, and Carol Moseley Braun before when she was in the candidacy in the race. But you never know. It may be that John Kerry will do what it takes to get elected, or John Edwards will do what it takes to get elected, or Howard Dean will do what it takes to get elected, and then they will come out as great reformers. We will see. Joel, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Philip in Fairfield, Iowa. Philip, we got about 30 seconds here. What's up?
30 seconds isn't long. Well, I'll tell you right off.
I can hold you over the break if you need.
I'm a supporter of Howard Dean's, but I think the distinctions between the candidates at this point are something we need to be aware of, and I think people need to be careful not to fall in the trap of the media forecasting at this early date who the nominee is going to be.
Absolutely. We need to keep in mind that only 10% of the delegates have been selected at this point. And that's, you know, there's still 90% to go. Philip, thanks for the comment. If there's more you wanted to say, hang on over the break. Let Char know, and we'll pick you up on the other side of the break. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. We'll be right back.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Did you know that grapes are one of the most heavily sprayed of all agricultural products? Most people don't. But that is why it's so very important to drink wines that are made with certified organic grapes. And that is exactly what we are inviting you to do today. Taste our wines. We select them personally. They come from small properties in the south of France. They are delicious. Connoisseurs love them. And they are earth-friendly. My name is Véronique. I founded the Organic Wine Company in 1980 for people just like you. People who love wine and want to do well by our earth. Call us at 1-888-ECO-WINE. We'll answer all your questions. I look forward to talking with you. Call 1-888-ECO-WINE, and that is ECOWINE.
I guess I better let the dog in.
Like the small dog that rules the house, Small Dog Electronics is the small computer company that really rules when it comes to customer service. Small Dog Electronics is your authorized Apple reseller in Waitsfield, Vermont. Sure, you can buy your computer out of a catalog, but how do you know you're really getting what you want or what you need? At Small Dog, they don't work on commission. Their only motivation is making sure you're a happy customer. Put your business on the leading edge with the world's fastest computer, the new Macintosh G5. You'll finish the job ahead of the pack, and automatic security updates lock out viruses. That's speed and dependability that will keep you focused on your customers instead of sitting on hold with tech support.
I guess you want to get on the couch, huh?
Like the small dog who everybody makes room for, Small Dog Electronics is big on customer service. Small Dog Electronics. Check them out on the web at smalldog.com or at their showroom on Route 100 in Waitsfield.
No way. You're not getting on the bed.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1, $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning two fat guys in tights, priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities, like from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies, Raven Simone. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have 2 chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out, so he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk, Saturdays and Sundays on the IE America Radio Network.
Show. Welcome back. This is Tom Hartman. I'm calling for a return to the old values that made America great, the values of democracy that this country was founded on, when corporations had to answer to the people and couldn't buy off politicians, where fair play wasn't a code phrase for the rich getting more and working and middle management people getting less, where there was a social contract
that people's basic needs would be taken care of because that's what we do in a community, in a nation that was founded on justice and fairness, not on materialism and greed. Where people could work to get ahead, but at the same time, we don't leave people starving in the streets. The eternal question of this program is, are we advancing democracy or are we advancing corporatism?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Bringing you uncommon sense, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
From behind the good old working class stainless steel microphone, high up in the Green Mountains of the People's Republic of Vermont, this is Tom Hartman. Mike is on the line from Michigan. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
How are you doing, Tom?
I am great, but I'll get better. How about you, Mike?
Well, I'm doing all right. I guess I will be the voice of the other side, the dark side.
Okay.
But I do enjoy listening to your program, actually. I had a couple comments just on the, I guess you would call it pharmaceutical industry and the drug prices and all the good stuff that's going on right now with the prices of those and the,
okay.
And the policies.
It's going to have to be short, Mike. We've only got about 2 minutes left in this segment.
Sure. I don't know how many of your listeners out there have actually worked for a pharmaceutical company. I have, and I've worked for them for quite several years. And even though I think prices of drugs probably are quite high for what they are. I think the government has obviously, and it's either the Republicans or the Democrats, doesn't really matter which, are responsible for a lot of the reasons for those high prices.
Sure, they set the rules of the game.
Exactly, but it really doesn't matter if it's been pretty much the same whether it's a Democratic Congress or a Republican Congress or a Republican president or Democratic president.
Yep.
And, I guess what's the price of saving your life for a set of drugs or making it more comfortable? I understand if you spend most of your working life accumulating some sort of wealth.
Wait a second, Mike. Are you saying that because the pharmaceutical companies have their hands around our throats and the ability to kill us by withholding our products, their products, that therefore we should just bow down and give them whatever they want?
No, I don't know.
Isn't that the essence of what you just said?
Well, what I'm saying is, quite often people say, well, you know, a dollar a pill or $1.50 a pill is an outrageous amount of money for this. But yet, if it wasn't for that pill,
they would die. Yeah. But, Mike, I think as long as your CEO is making $40 million a year, it is outrageous. But I appreciate your call, and hopefully you'll call back. We can get into this in a little greater length because that music means the program is over for this hour. But thanks for the call, Mike. 1-800-TALK-HAS-THE-ELF. We already did that. This is Tom Hartman. News without conflicts of global corporate interests.
But this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the...
You've been listening to the Tom Hartman program on the IE America Radio Network. Check our website at www.tomhartman.com for archives of this program and more information.
Copyright 2004.
That Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah,
you
I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I want
a
to
different...
see you try the Afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephens, good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. John Kerry's chief rivals campaigned on the strength of their southern roots Wednesday, all but ceding Democratic presidential nomination contests in Michigan and Washington State in favor of a showdown closer to home. Kerry easily prevailed in five states among the seven that voted Tuesday in primaries and caucuses, piling delegates into his own column at twice the rate of his nearest opponent and making it ever harder for his challengers to see any way to stop him. North Carolina Senator John Edwards won in South Carolina, the state of his birth, while Wesley Clark edged him in Oklahoma, victories that both candidates needed to keep going. Kerry won in Arizona, New Mexico, North Dakota, Missouri, and Delaware by large margins in the first national test of Democrats running for the nomination. Senator Joe Lieberman last night ended a presidential bid that he ran on his own terms but that never found a foothold with the voters. He was the candidate with the wrong message at the wrong time, supporters said, and his more moderate views didn't connect with the left-of-center Democrats desperate for a fiery crusader to beat Republican George W. Bush. Representative Calvin Dooley of California said Lieberman's failed campaign was more a commentary on the primary voters than the candidate. They are angry at Bush and they wanted someone less judicious than Joe, he said. In fact, voters leaving the polls Tuesday said the ability to defeat Bush was most important to them, and Kerry was often their choice. Lieberman got the nod from conservatives and moderates, and about half his vote tended to...
We're receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. Caster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, So please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast.